Welcome to the meditation exercise. This meditation is the very essence of simplicity, and it can restore you to your own center of dignity so that you can begin living the kind of life that you've always wanted to live, and perhaps which you knew a little bit of when you were a child. You tasted of it then. A spontaneous life of joy, of discovery. Let's begin the exercise. Find a straight-backed chair without arms. Sit in the chair and put your feet flat on the floor. Let your right hand hang loosely by your side. Listen to my voice. Put aside any doubts and fears and thoughts about things that you've been struggling with, worries. Put them aside for the time being. Just listen to my voice and follow the simple instructions that I give you to do this marvelous and simple little meditation. Close your eyes. Become aware of the center of your forehead. As you're aware of the center of your forehead, it's as if you were sitting looking at a big screen television. And the screen is dark, but there are little pixels of light on it, little particles of light, little sparkles of light. Just watch those little particles, those little patterns of light. You're sitting quietly with your eyes closed and looking at the inside of your forehead, as if you were looking at a big screen television. It's not completely dark. You see the little pixels of light. Just watch those. Watch those little pixels of light, those little sparkles of light. And at the same time, as you're watching the little pixels of light, pay attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Just notice your hand. Notice your hand hanging by your side. You can feel the blood flowing into your hand. Notice it gently. Notice it lightly. There's no effort required, no strain, no struggle. Just notice your hand. And as you're aware of your hand, it begins to tingle a little bit. And you can feel the little bit of tingling as you're aware of your hand. To help you be aware of your hand, you can notice one finger at a time. Let's do that now. Become aware of your thumb. Notice your thumb. Feel your thumb. Notice your thumb becomes a little bit tingly as you pay attention to it. You can feel your thumb. You can feel the blood flowing into your thumb. Notice your first finger. Notice it becomes a little bit tingly as you pay attention to it. Feel your first finger. Sense your first finger. Notice your second finger. It becomes a little tingly, kind of a very delicate tingling feeling as you notice your second finger. Now shift your awareness to your third finger. Notice your third finger. Feel the blood flowing into your third finger. Now notice your fourth finger. Now shift your awareness back to your thumb again. And now shift your awareness to your first finger. Keep doing that, noticing one finger at a time. And as you do that, it helps to anchor you in the present. It helps you to be aware of the now. At the same time as you're aware of your hand, you see the little particles of light on the inside of your forehead. It's like a little pattern of light, a glow of light. You're actually looking at spiritual light. It's very delicate. Just notice it, that's all. No struggle, no strain. Just notice it and relax. At the same time, notice your hand. You can feel your hand become a little bit warm. You can feel your hand's need for life, You can feel the life flowing into your hand. By lovingly giving your attention to your hand, you allow life to flow into it. And as you lovingly give your attention to your hand, life begins to flow into your whole body. You can feel your body's need for life, and you can sense the flow of life and warmth into your body. Continue to be aware of your hand. You can be aware of your whole hand if you like, or you may continue to be aware of one finger at a time. Be aware of your hand. And also be aware of your forehead. Notice the little particles of light on your forehead. That's the meditation exercise. It permits you to commune with your body, your awareness. You're gently and delicately giving your awareness to your hand, and you're watching the little pixels of light at the same time. Now, if a thought arises, from time to time, thoughts will arise. Something you did, or something you need to do, a bill to pay, or somewhere to go, whatever thought it might be, it will arise, and then just notice it. Notice the thought, observe the thought, and then return your awareness to the inside of your forehead as you look at the little pixels of light. When you look at your forehead and see the little pixels of light, it returns you to the present, brings you back to now. And at the same time, you're lovingly extending your awareness. You're giving your awareness to your hand, to your body. Thoughts arise, and they will. Just watch them. There's no need to struggle with them. No need to try to repress them or to push them down. Let the thoughts come. But now, instead of being lost in the thought and being carried away by the thought, now you stand back. Just notice the thought as it flows by. Thoughts flow by in the time stream, just like a river flowing by. But you're sitting on the bank of the river, watching the river flow by. Now you're outside of time. You're in the present. You're in the eternal now. And from the eternal now, you observe the little pixels of light on the inside of your forehead, and you give your attention to your hand. Continue to be aware of your hand and look at the little particles of light. If you find yourself getting carried away for a moment by a thought, then all of a sudden, you'll just notice that you were carried away. The exercise gives you the power to notice it. And then, instead of floating away with the daydream, now you're back in the present again, directing your attention very delicately to your hand, your awareness to your hand, and also being aware of the little particles on the inside of your eyelid. The remainder of this little session here will be to permit you to sit quietly and commune with your body and observe the spiritual light. This spiritual light contains the essence of everything that you will need. It contains all the good that you will need. Things to move toward: motivation, love, peace of mind. You'll see, not because I say so, but because that's the way it will be. That's what you've been missing, because you were upset by people. People upset you, and they challenged and teased you, and you began to follow them into the world. You followed them with your awareness. You followed them with your thinking. You followed them with your movements. and you became lost in the world, just like Alice in Wonderland got lost in a topsy-turvy world. But now, with this little meditation exercise, you come back to reality. Come back to the moment. Come back to the inner light from God, so that it may touch your being and touch your body and your mind and refresh you and give you peace and give you understanding. A little bit, and then a little more, and a little more. And with your understanding, you'll be able to look at your mistakes. This little exercise, if you continue to do it every day, best to do it first thing in the morning, and then a few minutes at noon, even if you can only do it 3 or 4 minutes, and then again in the evening. And at odd times during the day, if you have a little spare time, you may sit quietly, become aware of your hand, and watch the little particles on the inside of your eyelid, even if only for a minute, because you're touching, you're making contact with your source of being. Your Creator sends light. He sends light so that you may understand, and so that you may begin to grow in understanding until you know that He's there. He's like your Heavenly Father, who you've never known. But He hears the cry of your soul and answers. Now, you became lost in the world, and you became resentful. You wanted things out there that they seemed to be withholding from you. But what you really lost was the communion with your Heavenly Father, with your ground of being, with the inner light, in which you could have grown to be what you were meant to be, but instead you became a creature of the world, molded in their image. And you compounded your error by resenting people for what they did to you, or for not guiding you properly, not helping you to find your true self, and not nurturing your true self. So now you must realize, and you will see in God's light, in a very gentle process, you will begin to see your own mistakes, mostly resentment. You'll see your resentment and of your mom or your dad or other people. And you'll see now that they couldn't help themselves any more than you've been able to help yourself. So you'll be able to let go of your resentment, let go of your grudge toward them. From now on, you must make the meditation becoming still and communing with God's light and sharing God's light lovingly with your being, with your body. You must make that the focal point of your existence, to get to know your spiritual parent, your Heavenly Father. And He gives you this meditation to help you to do that. And then with the meditation, you also get light. And the light will give you the power to see and to understand, and to let go of grudges and angers and resentments. You'll be able to let them go. And then you will know the peace of God. And you will also begin to taste of joy again, and proper things to move toward, proper things to do. And you'll discover that it will be effortless. You won't have to struggle and strain like you always did before. And things that used to bother you, obligations and the trips that people laid upon you and the insinuations that they made and the pressures upon you, now they'll just pass by. You'll notice them, but they won't affect you anymore like they once did. And you'll become free to do the little meditation, not because you have to, but because you want to. And when you sit quietly to commune with God's light, it's a free will offering of yourself. And in return, you receive God's approval, and you receive understanding, and you receive joy and love and many wonderful, wonderful blessings. So many wonderful blessings, you won't even hardly be able to receive them. There'll be such a bounty of them. All you must do is continue to do the meditation every day. So now, why don't you open your eyes, stretch, and enjoy the beautiful day.